What's in your coffee? Hulk Hogan, you're suing Gawker for $100 million. What are you, broke now?
He may be suing Gawker, but how about a little girl in Iceland who just wants to keep her name?
Frank Ocean, you might be sexy, but that does not give you a permit to carry weed. Get with the program.
Find out the news about Kesha. Well, it's not even really news, but, well, you'll see.
Sofia Vergara, bitch, why were your titties out on New Year's Eve?
And find out the most unlikely occupation for Lindsay Lohan had she not been an actress.
Is it a nun? Probably not. Ladies and gentlemen, find out who our hottie of the week and our queen of the week are here on Coffee with Queens. I am Kid with a Whip.
And I'm Frosty Flakes.
And this is Coffee with Queens. What's in your coffee?
That's hot.
It's recording.
What? We're recording. Happy New Year, everybody.
I just got that phony voice to start recording.
Woohoo! Yeah! Record!
Are you comfortable over there?
I'm sitting on my bed. I don't know if it can get any more comfortable than I am right now.
You sound really far away from me.
Do what?
Yeah, you sound far away from me. Can you get closer to me? There it is.
Well, I mean, at this point,
I'm so used to hearing you scream in my ears.
I don't want to scream.
You're like a fucking Muppet. Ah, everybody, Coffee with Queens!
It is Coffee with Queens. Stop laughing. What's so fucking funny?
Why are you laughing, motherfucker? Shit. Because we're all stoned here at Coffee with Queens. We moved our studios to Colorado.
Yeah, 5 feet over to my bedroom. It used to be my living room. Now it's my
You didn't
bedroom.
Know? Half your apartment is in New York City and half your apartment's in Colorado.
I didn't know I was by coastal.
We can get married and smoke pot in your bedroom.
Nice.
Work.
I wrote all the bullet points on my to-do list that I wrote for myself to get done 2 days ago. I have not done any of these things. No, I did do 20 push-ups.
Congratulations.
I have done 40 by now. I've done 40 push-ups this year. Woohoo!
High five. Ha ha, too slow. Oh, you smacked your own ass.
No, that was definitely your face. Oh my God, so we are getting two episodes out pretty quickly here.
We're back on track. We are back on track. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to be peppermint for a second. Can you give me a little bit more volume on the computer?
Well, I don't think that our volume is here like this. Hold on.
That's what I want. This is what I need in my life. Thank you. Okay. Now we're good. Now we're back on track. Like I was saying, Happy New Year's, everybody. It is 2013. We all survived the Mayan demise, and we are...
That was in December.
But our last podcast was the day before...
Was it? The prophecy?
The prophecy, if you will. And we're alive. I think we're alive.
Well, this remains to be seen.
So
those of you who don't know, Coffee with Queens is just like The View, except no ugly people.
And I think the Mayans did a pretty good job of getting rid of them.
The Uggos.
I haven't seen a single Uggo since December 21st.
Well, you have not been in the same city I've been in. New York City is full of
not.
Ugly people.
I went to Ohio.
You weren't in the city at all. You went back to the past. How did that feel?
I went to Ohio for Christmas, and let me just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I went home to Ohio for Christmas, and I got sick, the flu or influenza, if you will, and I'm convinced it was one of the 1,700 children that were running around, because my family, it's like whenever you go home for Christmas, there's always like there's 17 new children that you had no idea existed, and it's just like they keep people. I'm almost positive it's like kids are like the hub for germs.
They're disgusting.
Kids are like the Denny's for germs, if you will. They are the Denny's for germs. They sit around and kids, and they order coffee from a lady named Judy, and they just spread all over the place, and I'm convinced kids got me sick. And
children are disgusting.
Yeah, and sticky.
Well, they don't really have good hygiene. They don't really have good immune systems.
And their communication skills are piss poor.
Yeah, kids are, elementary schools and hospitals and jails are the main places to get staph infections.
Where was that?
Elementary schools, hospitals, and prisons.
I have been to two of those places. No, three.
You didn't go to elementary school?
You are so funny, huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. Did you make any New Year's resolutions, Kitten?
Yeah, I was going to work out more. I have worked out more. My 40 push-ups has been more working out than I've done.
Well, it's only 3 days into the New Year, so my New Year's resolution is to quit smoking.
How's that working out for you?
So far, so bad.
There you go. I'm trying to keep my room clean.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I'm doing a
pretty
good
job. For you, that's a great one.
I'm doing a pretty good job so far. My bed isn't made, and there is a plastic bag like on my floor randomly, but I'm keeping my room relatively clean. I have a floor now.
Cut to.
It's going to sound good, trust me. They'll never know.
They'll never know. My room is
spotless. You guys don't know, we actually, exactly. My room, no, as of right now, my room is pretty decent. I just had some trash, but I just ate this Rice Krispies snack. But I'm going to take it to trash when I leave my room.
You know what it is?
Boom.
In New York City, it's just impossible to get things clean because you have no room for anything. So you could have a spotless room. You come in and drink one coffee, set it down on the ground, and your room is now a mess.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I think it's just that you and I are both messy people. And let's just get it out there. Because I've been to people's houses, and their houses are fucking spotless.
How do they do that?
My friend, you know Caleb. Caleb, yeah. He listens to the show. He lives in a studio the size of... It's actually pretty sizable. It's like the size of maybe my bedroom and a half.
Blows my mind.
And his room is... Studio is spotless.
Well, to be fair, he also dry cleans his clothes. People who dry clean their clothes, they blow my mind. It's just like, I'm sorry, you have time to do that? But how between all the Facebooking and the sleeping, how do you do
and the
that?
Smoking cigarettes.
How do you do it?
Yeah, but but I'm keeping my room clean by my standards. I'm really proud of myself right now.
I'm very proud of you too.
I have room to do push-ups on my floor. I didn't realize this.
And that says a lot, because you're like 17 feet tall.
I didn't realize this. There's a rug in my room. Surprise, surprise.
That's not a rug.
Oh, that's just a dead cat. Never mind. It's a dead cat in the middle of the floor.
Have you ever seen the Hoarders episode? First of all, have you ever seen Hoarders?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Hoarders episode where the lady, she hoarded chickens?
Yeah, oh yeah. I saw chicken legs.
And underneath, in one of the cages, underneath all the piles and piles of feces, there was a dead chicken.
Yeah, smashed down.
Gross.
Smash the smithereens.
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. Yeah, she was nutty. She was real. She was like a toothless, good. That kind of a hillbilly.
Yeah, she was. She would scare me.
Was that Ohio?
No, girl. Was it? No. It might have been. I don't know.
It was somewhere.
She was like...
How did I come to that conclusion? It was somewhere.
No, she was very deep south. She was deep.
She was not from the south. I remember thinking...
But she was very
No, she was deep south, but I remember thinking she talked
like she had
like
a husband named
south.
Virgil or something.
I remember thinking she... This seems like it's in the south, but it wasn't in the south, though.
Hmm.
But those people were... Yeah,
I was compromised. Indiana.
I see. There you go. I've seen all the hoarders, and they are crazzled. My favorite was the guy who hoarded rats.
Oh, that's so gross. So gross. Did you see...
I hoard wigs.
You, no,
wigs and raggedy, busted up high heels. No, actually, I've been pretty good at throwing away raggedy high heels.
How about the guy who hoarded rabbits?
Saw him. Creepers.
Gross.
I wanted to see the guy who hoarded dolls of himself.
Really?
He hoarded, mannequins.
Oh.
And he dressed them all like himself.
Well.
He was mad cray.
Creep-a-doodles.
Mad cray-cray, son. So what do you have the rest of the chit-chat about here on Coffee with Queens?
All right. So I guess we should get into celebrity gossip. And let's see what... I'm just dropping shit all over the place.
My clean room.
Your clean room. I just dropped a pencil and it is now a mess. This first story, I just kind of want to get it out of the way because it's not really news. And I'm almost embarrassed to utter this into the microphone.
Oh, now you have shame?
Now I have shame. Because, I mean, like, this is... Not. It's not news. But anyways, in a recent interview with 17 Magazine and Kesha came out as bisexual. Not news.
Yeah. She's drunk white girls are all bisexual.
Exactly. I mean, it's just not news.
I love Kesha, though. She's so great. Did you see that?
Would you love Kesha if she was the drunk white girl at one of your shows?
No, probably not. But something tells me that Kesha is not. Something tells me Kesha doesn't really get as drunk as she says she does.
Kind of like
tells me that it's that she's kind of like, yeah, I get wasted, but you know, that was when I was younger.
Yeah,
kind of like LMFAO guys. If you listen to the LMFAO guys talk about getting drunk, their name's like a Red Dead or Afro Red or
Afred.
I can't even fucking. I don't
That's
know
how old we are.
Like True Blue and like.
These are drug dealer names.
No, now I gotta fucking look them up. Hold on one sec.
It's Afro Man. No.
No, it's not. Hold on. It's Red Fu and Sky Blue. And I remember now his name is Red Fu with the big ass fro. And like Bruce Lee, I got the glow. Pow.
So baby, I was close.
We were both close.
I said True Blue.
Sky Blue. His name was fucking Sky Blue. Jet Blue and Yoohoo. But anyway, if you listen to talk about partying, it doesn't even sound like they don't sound like people who actually party. He's like, yeah, I was just party rocking, you know, cut my foot, pour some Grey Goose on it, get back on the dance floor and continue to party. It's party rock, right? Yeah, party rock.
It's kind of like when we were younger and it was just like before we actually ever smoked weed or drank our first drink, we were kind of like, woo, I've drank before and I got so crazy. Woo, never drank before. Never smoked weed.
Did you know LMFAO is no longer together? And I was a big fan of LMFAO.
There's two people.
They're a group.
How did two people break up?
They don't want to work together anymore.
Well, how does that? I was gonna say, bitch. Speaking of which,
what a great segue! Welcome to Coffee with Queen. It'll just
I was
be
gonna
frosty
say,
for
if
now.
We broke up, could I just have the coffee with part, and you could be the queens?
Done. No, but Red Fu and Sky Blue, who are actually nephew and uncle.
Really?
Yeah, the guy with the big red afro, he was the uncle, and the other one was the nephew.
Huh? That doesn't surprise me. They were Latino, yeah.
I don't think they were. No, I think they were half black and half white, because he had a line that once, half black, half white domino, game the money, overdose.
Hmm. In Latino culture, it's really weird, because a lot of times they'll have uncles, but your uncle will be younger than you.
Well, I don't have any uncles that are close to my age, but I do have an uncle that is close to one of my cousin's age, because my grandmother was having children over a span of 25 years.
Oh.
So by the time your oldest kid is 20, your youngest kid, oldest kid is 25, they're having kids now. So my uncle Jun Jun and my cousin Scooter are about like 3-4 years
old. You have an uncle named Scooter?
I have a cousin named Scooter. Don't get crazy. Huh. I have an uncle named Jun Jun and a cousin. His name is Lamar.
It reminds me of Doug. Skeeter?
Skeeter, yeah. No, his name is Scooter. His name is Lamar, but we call him Scooter.
Oh, okay. I thought like literally he was like, we shall name you Scooter.
Scooter Lusk. And his name is Lamar Lusk.
All right. I accept that. Scooter. Okay.
I don't even know why we call him Scooter. He was an asshole growing up. He used to thump me really hard. He was a bully.
He thumped you?
But this weren't just regular thumps.
I don't understand. What is your idea of a
he
thump?
He would grab my arm, do his finger like this, where I'm taking my index finger and putting it
in. Oh, flick pow. You.
That's a thump.
Yeah.
Really fucking hard.
I used to, once upon a time, I did a show called Brighton Beach Memoirs, and I played the part of Eugene, and my older brother, there was a scene where I had to flick him on the head. Now, of course, because we're just acting, I'm just supposed to lightly tap him on the head, but every single night, it was my opportunity just to fucking clock him on the head. No, he was actually a good friend of mine.
Oh, so your friend just hit some nice guy in the head for no reason. Fucking Bill Bully, right?
It was like closing night. I should have just punched him in the head.
Did you do it?
No. No, I didn't
just put him in a fucking chokehold. Method acting. All right, you're not playing the Hulk, asshole. Speaking of the Hulk, Hulk Hogan is suing Gawker.com for $100 million for releasing his sex tape.
I remember this. Do you remember? We actually reported on this not too long ago, a couple podcasts ago.
He's now decided to refile the case.
Well, I was going to say, they sent a cease and desist letter. They never actually went into full lawsuit. So now
he sued them before, but then he dropped the case. But now he's like, fuck that. I'm suing the shit out of you guys for $100,000. And this tape was recorded over 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even want to see Hulk Hogan have sex.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I think we tried to watch it before, but we couldn't.
I watched it sitting right here on this bed while you were looking in there looking at stuff in the living room.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, it's just footage of him, like, he's like, man, I should be at home, and I'm here with you. She's a hooker. It's obviously a hooker.
Is this pre or post divorce?
This is right during the divorce.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a line, he's like, someone's like, are you getting divorced? And he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm getting divorced or not. Mm. And he's talking to this hooker, and it's obviously a hooker, and it's a hooker, and he's talking to the pimp, too.
Okay, well, this is clearly a publicity stunt, then. He's like, this is just, like, way too convenient.
No, what
are the lines in this? Come on. Just like, look, he's holding up a piece of paper. I'm not sure if I'm going to get divorced yet.
He's reading off a teleprompter.
It says exit.
But you know, yeah, he's talking to a pimp off screen, off camera, and then he has sex with a prostitute. I'm assuming it's a pimp. Because he's like, hey, thanks a lot. And they're like, no, you guys just have fun. And then he's like, oh, I don't even know if I should be here. Then she has the line, your dick feels so good inside my pussy. Which is that how, like, girls talk when having sex?
What's the line?
Your dick feels so good inside my pussy.
Sure.
She doesn't say that stale. I mean, she put some technique on it. She used the,
your dick feels so good inside my pussy.
It was more Stanislavski than the Chubbuck technique. But yeah. So she, but yeah, and then he's like, I gotta go. Bye. You're great. You're awesome.
High five.
Almost. And his ass was like neon.
Neon?
Well, he's really tan. You understand.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more, before the Jersey Shore kids were tanning, this guy was tanning.
Yeah.
And his ass is the color that God intended him to be. Which is pasty.
Pasty. That's kind of amazing. Okay, I'm going to have to watch
it now.
You
don't see much, but I mean, Hulk Hogan is not a, he's a big guy. Hulk Hogan is like 6 foot, I don't even know. I mean, he's really big. He's like 6'10", probably.
No.
I mean, he's huge. He's at least 6'6".
Really?
Oh, Hulk Hogan is... Dude, it's Hulk Hogan. He's fucking humongous.
Oh, I'm... Okay, we had to find this out because now I'm obsessed.
Wait, who are you thinking? Who are you thinking this is?
No, I know who Hulk Hogan is. I just, for some reason, just think that Hulk Hogan is... I mean, he's Hulk Hogan because he's like... He's strong, but not because he's tall.
He's 6'7".
No.
Yeah, he's a fucking professional wrestler.
I have to tell you, had I ever seen him in real life, I would have been very shocked. I would have been like, oh. Because maybe it's because he has the name Terry. His name is Terry.
Maybe it's because whenever you see him on TV, he's standing next to other guys who are also 6'7".
Yeah.
So everyone seems like a nice average height. I don't know if you remember this a while back. There used to be a wrestler named X-Pac. X-Pac was a tiny, teeny, tiny guy on wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
He was a swimmer. They used to throw him all around the ring. X-Pac is 6'2", 210 pounds.
Yeah.
He's fucking humongous. He's huge.
I don't remember it because I was busy having a life.
Yeah, I'm sure. And there's also, like, the Big Show was fucking 7 foot. It's huge people.
I remember Big Show, yeah.
Huge.
Humongous.
Massive people.
I just never realized that he was 6'7". I don't know.
Whenever you see athletes in real life, you realize how they are massive, massive people.
Hmm. Never know.
Yeah, he's suing them for $100 million.
$100 million?
$100 million.
Does Gawker even have $100 million?
I don't know.
Oh well, girl.
They're not broke, I'll tell you that.
Well, speaking of paparazzi-esque people, on this past Tuesday, a paparazzi was trying to get a picture of Justin Bieber, and he ran out into traffic to try to get this picture, and he was hit by a car from oncoming traffic and died.
Yep, and that was Chris Guerrero or something like that.
Chris Guerrero. Yeah.
Justin Bieber hated him.
Say what?
Justin Bieber hated him.
Hated him?
Hated that guy.
Really?
He said that guy gave him living hell all the time. But he's gonna try to be nice to him and respect for his family. But he said that that guy would always say lies about him and Selena Gomez, who broke up over New Year's, by the way.
They did? I'm gonna be real honest with you. I was convinced that they had already broken up 2 months ago.
No, they broke up over New Year's.
Oh.
And went back to two separate places. And I think they're in, like, New Mexico or Mexico or something like that. Anyway, whatever. But, yeah, this guy is...
How racist of you.
They were in Mexico. They were vacationing.
Just because their last name's Gomez.
Yeah, he's dead now.
My, how the tables have turned. That's mean.
They say that he's always told lies about Justin Bieber, this, that, the other, yada, yada, yada. And now he's... And Justin Bieber put a hit out on him.
Neil Patrick Harris was caught
killing Justin Bieber's photographer.
No, he out of all the random people to weigh in on this, Neil Patrick Harris weighed in on this and was just like, you know, it's really not fair. It's like, where do you draw the line? It's just like, you know, we all deserve our privacy, and it's just like, yeah, you were an asshole, but you didn't deserve to die. You know what I mean? So it sucks.
You mean, what do you draw the line? Are there people out there saying he deserved to die?
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely Twitter pages and chat, I shouldn't say chat rooms, because there's no such thing anymore, really. But there's, what do you call them, forum pages, where people are just like, yeah, he deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah and no. I mean, because he was being a little reckless and he ran into the middle of the street, yeah, he got hit by a car. But I don't, I mean, that's not really say because he took pictures of Justin Bieber, he deserved to die. That's a little harsh, a little much.
Did you ever play Sega Genesis?
Of course.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Of course.
And you remember, no matter how fast Sonic ran, Tails was always right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's who this paparazzi was.
He was Tails?
He was Tails.
Except Tails never fucking died.
Never died.
Tails would get the helicopter and spin away to safety when he would die.
Isn't that some bullshit?
Yeah.
Tails is an asshole.
You could play as Tails. You remember that?
I didn't know you could play as Tails.
Yeah, you had to have two remote controls, though.
Oh.
You didn't have two remotes?
I was poor.
Oh.
Kid. I get no, it's true. It hurts.
I don't know. We had two remotes in my house. We were ballers. We didn't eat for weeks, but we had two remotes.
Speaking of which, when I went home for Christmas, the kids, they were like, let's play Just Dance. I'm like, what's that? And they're just like, so they give me this Wii controller. And these little shits wore me out. It's a Wii game, and where you have to try to match your dance with the dance moves on the screen. And, oh, man. Woo!
You have to have good hand-eye coordination to do that.
It's not even that. I mean, it's just, it's a fucking workout.
Oh, okay. The games are trying to be, there's Wii Fit.
They got me.
Video games had nothing to do with health and motion when I was a kid. Wow, I had strong thumbs. I could fucking crush a soda can between my two fingers. I would ring doorbells and just break the whole thing. I'm playing a lot of Mortal Kombat lately.
Finish her.
But now kids have abs. Oh, I've just been playing Wii. Ugh, look at my abs. What? Why do you have abs? You're playing video games. You know.
This 6-year-old beat the shit out of me at Just Dance.
6-year-olds have a lot of endurance and cardio. I was fat as a kid, and I could still run forever.
I was huge.
I was huge, and I could run forever.
What pissed me off about playing Just Dance is that they were doing all these young songs, and then they decided to play the song It's Raining Men. And I said, oh, I got this one. But their choreography is not the same as mine. Isn't that weird?
So wait, who was they were dancing as Raining Men?
Yes. It's funny choreography, but it's not mine.
Making it so kids don't have to come out to their parents anymore.
That's right.
If you
score above 5 stars on this, then just automatically assume.
Just get your kid a dress.
A dress. Call it a day. Lord. But yeah, so they have it. Justin Bieber paparazzi dead.
You know, Sofia Vergara, whatever, I can't remember her last name. She has joined the Nip Slip Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got into a fight. At New Year's, she was at some club called Stay.
Okay.
I might have that wrong. It was Story. Some club called Story. And her boyfriend started arguing with the guys at the table next to her. And then she tried to jump in to, like, try to stop everything. She fell over, and then her boob popped out of her dress.
Was it caught on camera?
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
There's pictures. Oh, this is just...
I think to join the Nip Slip Hall of Fame, you have to be caught on camera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's nipples have been seen somewhere at some point. But if it's not on camera, you're not on the Nip Slip Hall of Fame.
All right, work.
I mean, how hard it was being in the Nip Slip Hall of Fame back in the day when you had to stand there for 10 hours just to get a picture taken. You know, like Abraham Lincoln's wife, the Nip Slip Hall of Fame. They got to roofie her, pull her titty out, make sure she doesn't move. Then you waste one bulb because someone was standing in the wrong, yeah, there's a shadow over her nipple.
Overexposed. That's funny. You know, the only, here are the celebrities that I know that are in the Nip Slip Hall of Fame. So now we have Sofia Vergara, we have Molly Shannon, we have Katy Perry.
Molly Shannon, the comedian?
Yeah, Molly Shannon, the comedian. It's either Molly Shannon or Sherry O'Terry. I always get them confused. It's one of those two.
Like, or Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald or the guy from Scrubs.
Or Binya Pollywog.
Binya. Tanky. Anyways. Okay, so she's in the Nip Slip Hall of Fame.
That's the only people you know in the Nip Slip Hall of Fame? Those are the only ones you know?
Oh, and Janet. Janet, the most infamous one of all.
So that's some, yeah. And Madonna.
That wasn't a Nip Slip.
That was a Nip Show.
She's just like, look, and the way she did it. Perch of lips. Yeah, I did it. So,
yeah, I'm
90. Madonna, put your titty away.
Roll your titties back up and put them back into your bra.
So gross.
But yeah, so her nipple, but her dress, she looked amazing as always.
Of course she did.
She looked kind of silly on the ground, looking all angry.
Sofia Vergara. Binya on Nickelodeon or Disney?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
I did not watch anything on Disney as a kid.
Well, speaking of Nickelodeon, do you remember Nickelodeon had their own magazine, Nick Magazine? They might still do. They maybe still do. I don't know. But do you remember Nickelodeon had their own magazine?
Yep.
Okay. Well, back when Lindsay Lohan was just first starting her career and she did the Parent Trap and everything, Nickelodeon Magazine interviewed her. She probably was like all of 12 years old. And they asked her, they said, what would you like to be when you grow up? And she was just like, oh, I want to be a teacher. And they were just like, whoa, what would you teach? She says, ethics.
Wait, who did they say this to?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that's funny. First of all, that's a weird answer.
She said, ethics.
This is just a weird answer. Ethics. What?
In hindsight, that's not such a great answer. It's a brilliant answer.
This is Sophia with her nipples out.
Oh, man.
Looking silly. She's so pretty, though.
She is. I don't care. She's gorgeous. Gorgeous nip slip.
No, I like her. She seems like a nice lady. I'm not judging her now. You're like, I don't care. I'm not judging her. I'll still watch Modern Family.
I won't look at your nipple. I mean your face any different now.
Mama June from Honey Boo. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo Child.
Yes.
She is apparently deathly afraid of mayonnaise.
Shut the fuck up.
This was recently released on the show that she's deathly afraid of mayonnaise.
No.
Where one of her daughters claimed to be a vegetarian. I'm like, not your fat ass. I don't eat mayonnaise because I'm a vegetarian. The other daughter was like, mayonnaise don't have no meat in it. You can have mayonnaise and that don't mean you got meat in your food.
She called it what?
Mayonnaise. Her mom was like, "Now, when did you become a damn vegetarian?" And then she was like, "Mayonnaise don't have no meat in it." They live in Georgia. They're from Georgia.
I was gonna say that. Look,
the thing about it, show a lot of this show has. Have you ever watched it before?
I've seen an episode.
And you know they have subtitles on the whole show.
No.
Because you can't understand what they're saying. So there's subtitles on the bottom of the screen half the time, but they spell it out how they're saying it.
Oh, that's funny.
So they spell it out marinades, like MERONAISE, marinades.
Sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah. You can put marinades on the sandwich, and it's SAMMICH. I sound a country. ASA. But they're country bumpkins. I love them. I like Honey Boo Boo.
I can't wait to see what she looks like when she gets older. It's gonna be.
She's gonna look her fucking fat ass mom. What do you mean she's gonna look like? She's gonna be a fat bitch. I told you, fat kids grow to be fat. Except in my case, with the exception of my case, most time fat kids become fat adults, and skinny kids become disgustingly skinny adults.
I have no idea.
Old people are one of two things: fat or skinny. Unless
well,
you're
I mean. What's
medium, average, normal? George Clooney's normal, but he's
my great grandma. She was average. She was average.
My grandma.
She wasn't skinny. She wasn't super skinny. She wasn't super fat. She was average.
Both my grandmas were fat. Well, including my great grandma, she's fat too. Hmm. But my father's mom, she was well, yeah, they're all fat.
Well, by the time they put her in the casket, she had wasted away to almost nothing, so she was skinny when they put her on the ground.
Yeah, my grandma's. I was going to say it, but I said it not to because it sounded depressing. But since you go in there. Yeah, but by the time my father's mother died, she had died of cancer. She was skinny. But before that, she was a fat bitch.
Oh, I hope you're listening to this in your office, people.
But she was fat. Grandma Julia.
Julia.
I always call her Julia. I found out, long story short, my grandmother, I thought her name was Julia my whole life. I called her Grandma Julia. Her name was Julia, and I didn't realize it until I saw it written on the program at the funeral. And I was like, Julia Pridgett? Oh, this is embarrassing, isn't it?
I'm at the wrong funeral.
No, her name is Julia, but country folks call her Julia. Way out down at Julia house. Yeah, I'm at Julia's house. So I still call her Grandma Julia.
Well, that makes sense.
And my mother's mother's name was Mary Elizabeth. So my grandmas were Mary Elizabeth and Julia.
Mary Elizabeth, two names.
What's your grandma's name?
It was Sarah and Annie.
Sarah and Annie.
Sarah and Annie.
So some white lady names.
Yeah, completely.
Grandma Sarah.
But we never call her grandma. It was Grandma Von Holly or Grandma Miller. We did by last names.
In a military town? Private Von Holly?
My grandma. We believe in a Germany.
My my grandma, my dad's mom used to call my mom. They call people where you're from. So my mom's name was Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah, my grandma called my mom Mississippi. Hey, that Mississippi.
They always
go, hey, Julia.
They always in elementary school, all of my teachers call me by my last name. So it's just like Flakes. Flakes, get up here. Did you do your homework, Flakes?
Yeah, I'm sure they were calling you With a whip to the office. But is she German?
With a whip.
Who's vis-a-vis? So, by the way, Frank Ocean is so sexy. Can we just get that out of the way?
I believe he is very sexy.
I mean, just really hot. Now that I know he's gay, I think he's even hotter. Because in my mind, I stand a chance now.
You never know.
And so I've been watching a lot of SNL on my iPad lately.
Uh-huh.
And because I bought the iPad mini because I'm fancy. But I've watched a lot of SNL on my iPad lately. And but they usually don't show the special guests, the musical guests. But this one time they did show. And Frank Ocean is just so fucking hot.
Really?
Jesus. But he just got busted on New Year's Eve in his black BMW for driving with pot in his pocket.
No, not pot. Frank Ocean. Wait, you mean the rapper? Frank, the rapper. The rapper with pot.
R&B artist.
With pot?
With lay marijuana.
No.
Yeah.
The gay rapper.
From Colorado
with pot.
No, he's not from Colorado. But yeah, he got busted for having pot. They let him go. They let him go.
Good.
I guess he had a small enough amount. And they took his license, and his friend had to drive him home.
You know what? I don't care. And
I'd be like, woo, driving the BMW. Wow.
Woo. I don't care if he's a celebrity or whatnot. It's marijuana. I mean, yeah, let your friend drive. Call today. That's it. Don't arrest people for marijuana.
He's so hot, though. Oh, my God. I just obsessed with him.
All right. The only thing that would make him hotter if he was Jewish, right?
Exactly. Speaking of hot people, I'm really into this new K-pop group called Big Bang.
Oh, you know, K-pop is like the thing now.
It's huge.
Like I had
I'm
no.
I'm still Psy's biggest fan in America.
The thing is like I just realized it was like between like yesterday and today that I realized, oh, K-pop, that's what we're doing now. So I guess
well, we met that guy at Boost and Saddle.
Yeah.
He was all about K-pop.
K-pop.
And then I just went home and I looked at the stuff he was telling me to look at, and I was like, this is really great stuff. Big Bang, look them up. They have a song called "Fantastic Baby."
They will be our closing song tonight.
I love it. Wow. Fantastic, baby. They're really great. K-pop is like a whole bunch of Korean with like three or four English words. It's like, bang, yakadao, yakadao, my yan zan yao, ahao. Oh my God. Bam, ba da ba 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 ba. Oh my God. Bam, ba da. It's like, yeah, it's all Korean. Then like, I think they just pick random things. They're like, yinka di yo cha, mingon ja ya. Walking down the street, pow, gun, da 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 da, ba ga ga ga, sewing machine, da 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 da, ga 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 ga.
The thing I think I like most about these videos is that you get to see, everybody knows that Asia is very fashion forward. They are like the New York to the rest of the world. Like, New York is to America.
Not all of Asia.
No, but a lot of like these K-pop things, and especially like Japanese culture and everything. But, excuse me. But they are very fashion forward, and they think of things, and then eventually it comes into mainstream.
Yeah, I think
America.
Hong Kong and Seoul are huge places for art, for like fashion.
Well, guess what the newest and latest trend is?
What it is.
And you know I'm going to love this.
What?
Fake braces.
Oh, is that a new trend?
This is the newest trend.
I want to point out that
fake braces.
I want to point out that you are acting like you never had a thing for sign language, and you did.
I never said I had a thing for sign language.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I have a thing for braces.
And not only that,
but these are Asians running around with braces, so I definitely have a thing for that.
You also used to watch sign language videos online all the time.
No, I didn't!
Yeah, you are so full of blagna.
You know what? Here's the thing. Kitten with a Whip in her old age is just, not only does she repeat stories to you like three or four times, she'll be like, did I ever tell you? Yes, bitch. You just told me like 2 minutes ago. But she is also confusing people.
No, you're forgetting this. And not only that, this time you got Zach on stage to do sign language for you that one time when he didn't know what the hell when he was being shy and a kid and you did, why?
But that doesn't mean I was obsessed with sign language.
No, you're obsessed. You'll remember. One day you'll remember.
No,
I won't. It'll all come back to you. You'll feel like Celine Dion. All coming back, it's all coming back.
What I had said was,
rehab.
I had slept with a deaf man before, and it was not the fantasy.
No, I remember that, but you are also upset. You'll remember one day.
Why would I be obsessed with sign language?
Why would you be obsessed with braces?
Because those are
creepy.
Hot.
Yeah, nothing hotter than a guy who goes to Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity, play school.
Gosh, my gosh, my gosh.
I'm glad the bagel head's gone out of style.
Bagel head?
It was disgusting.
What is the bagel head?
Bagel head is when they inject saline into your forehead and they put their thumb in the middle to make a dent.
Oh, that is so stupid.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
And your head looks like a fucking bagel.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, bagel head is cool. It's like, was all.
I'm glad that didn't come into American mainstream.
They were doing it for in America for a little bit, but it's stupid. It's hideous. It's disgusting.
The only way I could see that how that could possibly be cool is if you were in a car accident and you hit your head on the steering wheel because you didn't have airbags.
That would make it cool?
Yeah, it would save your life.
Oh, yeah. If saving lives is cool. Are firefighters cool? Is it cool to be a firefighter?
Yeah. Firefighters are very cool.
Are they? Are you being facetious right now?
When you were younger,
nope.
And they used to say, what do you want to be when you grow up? A firefighter.
No, never said that.
Firefighter.
I always said an accountant.
I was a drunk toddler.
Firefighter. Wow. What do you want to be? Not a drunk asshole. No, I was. I wanted to be an accountant when I was a kid. I always said that.
Well, really?
I used to say artist, and then I said an accountant.
Hmm.
And then I got to high school, and I was like, performer.
Yeah, of course.
But I was an accountant, and then I was a. When I was really young, I wanted to be a candy maker.
I do remember once upon a time saying garbage can pickup person. I wanted to be a garbage man.
I'm going to say, if you can't think of the word garbage man, you don't get to do it. Garbage can pick up person. Yeah, how about you?
I wanted to be a garbage man at one point.
There was a kid in my
school. Only because you got to ride on the outside of the truck, and I thought that was the coolest fucking thing in the world.
There was a kid in my school who wanted to be a garbage man in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name, but I remember my principal name was Miss Florence, and she called him white trash.
What happened to her?
She got fired.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, of course she did. She called a kid white trash.
Well, to be fair.
And his toothless mom came up to the school wearing a muumuu and said, you ain't gonna call my son yet. Let me eat my marinade sandwich.
My marinade sandwich.
No, but yeah, she got fired, Miss Florence. She was a nice lady, too. As long as you weren't white trash. I wasn't white trash. So she liked me.
By default. Oh, shit.
No, but yeah, Miss Florence, she was a nice lady. You know, white trash is not really an insult that black people throw around to white people. You know that, right?
It is an insult, or it's
not?
No,
it's not. It's just not something that black people...
It's not clever.
White trash is only something that white people say to white people.
Mm.
White people are like, you are white trash!
Or as Joan Rivers says, you're white trash, Annie! You're a fucking poker player!
Yeah, I don't think I've never heard a black person call a white person white trash, ever.
Hmm. Maybe we can get this on film and put it on YouTube and get a million hits.
For the first time ever in the native Harlem. I'm just at KFC. Look at this white trash in front of me. And I turn around. We all try to attack you.
All right. The story of the year. Or the story of the week.
No, too late. Story of the year.
All right, fine. Story. The story of the year. Kim Kardashian. We're back on her. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, pregnant. Preggers. Kim K, Kanye W, Prager Dagger. Baby.
Not married.
That doesn't bother me.
A baby out of wedlock. That's the real story here. Let's talk about the real issue.
Oh,
so congratulations.
This baby.
The only reason I was
doesn't
intrigued,
stand a chance.
I don't think Kim Kardashian, I've seen her show and I don't think she's bad. I think she's really sweet. From what I see, she's actually really sweet. Now, Kanye West is a douchebag.
Complete.
But that's what most dads. Aren't most dads always like, my dad's an asshole. My mom's so sweet, though. But Kim, from what I see, Kim Kardashian is a really nice lady. The only reason I was even remotely intrigued in Beyonce's pregnancy is because I'm convinced she was not pregnant.
She wasn't. The reason I'm really convinced, the reason I'm really intrigued with this pregnancy is because I was convinced Kanye West is gay. And he could still be. This could be just one great big hoopla stunt.
A lot of gay people have babies with the women.
Gabies.
If you will. Only if you will, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess best of luck to them. I really don't think Kim Kardashian is a bad... Everyone, why does people hate her so much?
Because she's white trash. Because she's white trash. She's just white trash with money.
She's white trash with money. She's not doing anything trashy. What is she doing that's so trashy?
She's not even white trash. She's half black, actually.
She's not half black.
I'm pretty sure. No?
Negative.
Can we look this up?
We can definitely.
Pause.
I know half black when I see it. Yeah. She's part Armenian.
Armenian. And just likes black guys.
Just likes, yeah. I looked up on Yahoo, is she black? And the top answer was no. She just likes black guys for some reason.
For some reason.
You should ask Miss Cracker. But yeah, she's definitely not black.
she's white trash with money. That's why people
is
don't
she
like
white
her.
Trash? I don't. What is she doing that's so trashy?
I don't know how to explain it to you, because like you said, you would never call a white person white trash. So you just maybe you just don't know.
Is Kesha white trash?
No, Kesha is not white.
Wait, now how is Kim Kardashian white trash, but Kesha's not white trash?
Because Kesha just pretends to be white trash. She's not actually white trash.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you know what? Britney Spears, white trash.
Okay.
You seeing a trend here?
Not with Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears. Britney Spears is crazy, and she's like...
Take away her craziness.
Well, Britney Spears drives with a baby in her lap.
Yes. She walks into a supermarket barefoot.
I don't think Kim Kardashian would ever do any of those things. I'm almost guaranteeing you Kim Kardashian will never drive with a baby in her lap. And also, Kim Kardashian comes from a family of like lawyers and stuff.
Britney Spears, that makes her not white trash?
No, but apparently I don't know the what makes white trash, but I'm pretty sure Britney Spears doesn't come from a family of lawyers. I'm almost positive Britney Spears definitely doesn't come from a family of lawyers.
Well, take this. Westboro Baptist Church, the entire family, lawyers, white trash.
No, they are swamp people. Those are cousin fucking swamp people. That's what
cousin fucking swamp people. All of them lawyers.
Yeah, all lawyers, yeah.
But they're still white trash.
Are they white trash? I thought they were just something else. They're on a whole... They're
in a category of their own.
Crazzle.
Fucking
not
crazy.
Not even normal.
Not even a little bit. You know, one day we should try to get Shirley Phelps on our show. She'll do it.
Let's get her on the show, then.
Really?
What do I care?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2013, Coffee with Queens, New Year's resolution. Get Shirley Phelps on Coffee with Queens.
I'll be nice to her.
Oh, I would totally be nice to her. Absolutely.
I saw footage of her on Logo.
She recognizes that she helps the gay community by hating against them. She never says hate. She doesn't hate them. I'm sorry.
She does not hate the gay community.
But she does recognize that she helps the gay community come together.
I know what she does not hate. Perms. Because that hair is permed out.
Girl, it's something. Oh, Lord. I'm really excited about getting Shirley Phelps. It's gonna be a good time. It'll be a great time.
A good time?
No, it's gonna be a great time. It's gonna be like that time that I went to Chuck E. Cheese for my 12th birthday party and nobody showed up.
I feel like what's gonna end up happening is you're gonna have Shirley Phelps on the show and she's going to say things to infuriate you and you're gonna lose your cool.
I don't think you know me that well when it comes to things like that. The thing
I don't
is,
even
is
know
like,
you at all. Who the hell are you?
Well, because I will have the mindset going in that she may do that.
But you have to understand.
And I will put myself in a place to where I just can't let it do that.
I've been with you in Albany when people were across the way yelling at us and you lost your shit then.
That's different.
Wow.
This was a completely different scenario. Because
this time it's only one instead of them. It was like...
It was like fourth quarter, like two minutes left on the board, and it was just like, here's your opposition. They're screaming at you. I mean, their emotions run high. It was just a hallway
even
filled.
When the woman randomly stopped by in McDonald's and was like, Jesus loves you, don't forget that, sinner.
This was at a diner.
She set you off too.
But she didn't set me off right away. What happened was I was at a diner and I was in full drag with my good friend Lily Heavenly, and Lily Heavenly had went to the bathroom and she decided she had just got out of church, so she decided she was going to come talk to me and she said, "May I come sit down next to you?" And I said, "Sure, of course," because I'm not a rude fucking person most of the time. And then so she comes and sits down next to me and she says, "I want to talk to you about Jesus." So I usually let
this go. Jim Gaffigan pointed out. No matter, if you want to make someone uncomfortable, talk to them about Jesus. He's like, even the Pope could be like, I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ, and it's uncomfortable still.
Now, my rule is that I will allow anybody to talk to me about their religion, but my rule is then you have to give me the same amount of time to talk to you about what I feel as an opposition. And so she agreed to this. So I gave her 5 minutes to speak about Jesus. And the thing was, is what she said was she was basically implying that there was something wrong with me and my lifestyle. And she was talking about how she goes into homes where people have AIDS and how she prays with them. And she basically talks about how she preaches to them about how their life choices were so wrong and how she wants to use them as examples. Now, here's where it got me. When I left the diner, it was maybe about an hour afterwards when I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I have really thick skin. I'm a drag queen who rides the subway by herself, and I just grew up having really thick skin. I mean, like, it takes a lot to penetrate me. But the thing is what... all right. Okay. All right.
Zing.
But the thing that really pissed me off, it was just like, what if she wasn't talking to me? What if she was talking to somebody who had just came out to their family, who was having a really hard time accepting being gay, who was having a really rough time because their family just didn't accept them for who they were? And then all of a sudden you had this lady coming over here just reinforcing the fact that what you are is wrong, and the fact that a higher being than yourself thinks what you're doing is wrong, and that you're probably going to go to hell because of who you are. And that's how you end up with dead teens committing suicide.
Well, I mean,
and that's what really pisses me off, because of what it is. It's a form of bullying.
Well,
and people won't recognize.
Won't someone hear Shirley Phelps on our show who isn't really that close, who isn't that strong in their own personal beliefs?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe someone will hear Shirley Phelps on our show. Shirley Phelps, she can be quite convincing. She knows the Bible at the back of her hand, and she's a fucking lawyer.
Oh, absolutely.
So she can be convincing. So I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Well, to be fair, Shirley Phelps keeps her, all of her phone lines open.
Mm-hmm.
All of her phone lines open, and you can call and have a conversation with her if you want. She will allow this. I've had a conversation with Shirley Phelps before, and I did not lose my cool. It wasn't a very long conversation, but this was around the time that I was just discovering what the Westboro Baptist Church was, and it was around the time that Heath Ledger had passed away. And all this.
Who was not a gay icon, by the way?
Who was not a gay icon, but he just happened to be in a gay iconic movie.
People fucking treat him like he's a gay icon. I think gay icons are always straight people. Like Barack Obama, Heath Ledger, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Nicole Scherzinger. They're all gay icons. Judy Garland, who never really claimed the gay community. Ever.
No, never.
But that drives me crazy that these are the gay icons.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Elton John's a gay icon, and Freddie Mercury's a gay icon, but...
Oh, completely gay icon. Oh, my God. If I could go back in time and see Freddie Mercury in concert, that would be amazing. But, yeah, just...
You wouldn't bring him back from the dead, though, would you?
No.
Good.
Because he'd be dead in a week.
Well, I mean, he didn't die from drug use, but he was a drug
addict. Helped him. It definitely helped him.
It didn't hurt anything. Yeah, it wasn't slowing down. it wasn't slowing things down.
I know you have HIV and it's coming to full-blown AIDS, but if you do this cocaine, it might slow it down.
No, but I always tell my people I'm always like, who would you bring back from the dead? Everyone says the first two names. Who are the first two names they say?
Like Whitney Houston.
Yep, and?
Amy Winehouse.
I'm like, these are people you're bringing from the dead, people who would waste their second chance at life at being dead in a couple of fucking couple of weeks? No. Negative.
Whitney Houston wakes up. Ooh, let's get some crack.
Wow! Boom.
That embalming fluid was a rush.
But just don't take any baths, Whitney.
Just don't take any baths. Only showers, if you can help it.
If anyone out there does get a chance to bring someone back to life, don't waste it on a drug addict.
A quick side note. Did you know that the Westboro Baptist Church right now is being attacked by Anonymous? The hacktivists? Yeah, they went in.
Anonymous are the ones going after the Scientology.
Yeah, but right now their full-blown focus is on the Westboro Baptist Church. They have went in and hacked into all their things, shut down all of their websites. They took over their Twitter pages. They released all their personal information online, such as social security numbers and birth records and any kind of personal information you could ever imagine out in the open, and took over all of their... their pages.
Why do they do that?
Because they're assholes. Well, not the hacktivists. The Westboro Baptist Church.
They don't deserve to have their fucking identity stolen.
You know what? Fuck the Westboro. The reason the Anonymous started this campaign is because Westboro Baptist Church was picketing the Sandy Hook shooting funerals.
But they have, that's their right. They have every right to do that. What they're doing is perfectly legal, and what Anonymous is doing is 100%
illegal. But it's not moral.
Illegal.
It's not moral. And sometimes I believe, and what Anonymous says is sometimes moral, you have to go outside the lines of justice to get what done is right. To get done what is right.
So what's right is to ruin their lives.
They're fuckheads. They are fuckface heads.
They are.
Fuck them. Look, I don't throw the word hate around a lot, but dude, come on.
You hate them?
I hate them.
Well, why do you want to have them on the show?
Because I love them.
No, I don't think that they should have their identity stuff. I mean, that's really, yeah. I mean, they honestly, this is the thing about Westboro Baptist Church. You can't get mad at them because what they're doing is
not
exercising.
Lies. You can get mad at them.
You can get mad at someone for not remembering to DVR game. Okay, but what I'm getting at is they are exercising their rights as Americans, which is really hard for some people to fathom and gather. But all they're doing is exercising their rights as Americans.
And the people in Connecticut were just exercising their rights to the right to bear
That's
arms.
Not, but the right to bear arms did not include the right to shoot people. So you know what you're saying is already faulted.
But the thing is like, just because you have one right doesn't mean... No. But you understand where I'm going with this.
A little bit, but they don't deserve... I don't think they deserve having that stuff happen to them even in the least.
Having them hacked?
Yeah, having them hacked, having their social security numbers released, that's completely wrong. And if you want to get back... I believe in
By law standards, yes, it is wrong.
I believe an eye for an eye, not an eye for an arm. If you want to go pick at them, go pick at their fucking church. Go stand outside and pick it and wait till one of them dies. They'll die. Go pick at their funeral, but don't fucking release their...
They need to be stopped. They need to be stopped. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. you don't think that's a little bit unfair? Yeah.
No, fuck them. I don't think you understand how... No, fuck them.
So, is this how calm you're going to be when Shirley Phillips gets on the show?
No, I'll be much calmer.
She's like, those Westboro Baptist faggots deserve to be dead because they were raised in a godless school. There was
You mean the Sandy Hook?
Yeah, the Sandy Hook. There was no God in that school, so of course God's going to kill him. Then what are you going to say?
I will have no trouble.
You'd be like,
caught.
I hate you! Give me your social now!
No, because I understand that kind of speech doesn't get you anywhere as far as talking to somebody. I mean, just like that. I mean, I want to have a legit conversation with her. I'll have no trouble maintaining my composure. But what I'm saying is like, dude, fucking bomb them, okay? Just bomb them.
So you think they should die?
Yes! Every last one of them.
Did you guys
fuck
them. You guys hear that here? Frosty Flakes believes that the Israelis.
Okay.
If you know where Westboro dies, we have
just detain them, please. Just at least detain them for me. They're fuckheads. Do you remember seeing some of the Phelps family when we were in Albany?
Yeah.
The crazy aunt with the puppet.
She's like a retard. She's like a little like someone's retarded aunt.
She had, like, lamb chop with her or something. It was ridiculous.
She looked like she was released off the fucking compound where all those Mormons were. The Mormon compound.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. All right. No, I promise I will maintain my composure. And,
I hope you
don't. Like,
it'll make for a better interview if you don't.
Okay, honestly, of course, I don't feel like anybody should die for their...
Except Justin Bieber's photographer.
Except for Justin Bieber's photographer. But, I mean, they just... You feel my pain.
I don't feel the pain.
Some of the listeners out there feel my pain.
I'm sure, yeah, but those are people who just can't get a hold of their emotions.
We can get a hold of our emotions just fine, thank you.
Well, I'll be the judge.
Oh, you'll be the judge? Mm-hmm. So the day I die, you're going to be the one, I see.
To what? Oh, yeah, I'll be there, yeah.
You'll be there?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh, shit. Please rise. Please all stand for Judge Kitten with a Whip.
I'm like, I told you I was going to be the judge. You thought I was kidding around.
But can you do me a favor? Can you appear in the form of Judge Judy?
Maybe. It depends. By the way, RuPaul in the new previews for the new season of Drag Race, she does Judge Ru. She looks amazing.
Oh?
In a judge's gown. Something about her in a judge's gown. She looks great. I can't believe RuPaul is in her fucking 50s and still looks... I
can't believe they were able to get that much fabric.
What do you mean?
RuPaul is tall.
Oh, yeah. She's a big bitch. Well, she was sitting. It may have been up to her knees for all I know. Do you know Terrell Owens?
Who?
Terrell Owens. Apparently not. He's a football player.
I've heard of the name, yeah.
T.O. Terrell Owens is a football player. He owes $45,000 in back child support.
That's why I know his name. Yes.
$45,000 in back child support. And he doesn't have the money to pay for it because he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money to pay for it. Which is ridiculous. That means that he's wasted a lot of fucking money in his day. But this man just recently paid off $20,000 of it by doing community service.
Really?
Not fair.
Why is this unfair?
Because he needs to... Community service will not benefit his fucking child.
It, is it not, like, well,
he doesn't
have to
pay it now. He's done his time.
That doesn't make any sense.
He did. When you can't fulfill your financial debts that the law forced you to pay, they put you in jail.
Okay.
And
makes sense.
As part of probation, he just did community service. He worked at Goodwill.
But, like, because
so now he doesn't have to pay his kid.
Because people at Goodwill, they make money, okay?
Like, he had to volunteer at Goodwill.
Oh, well, I was going to say, maybe, like, the money that he was making, maybe they're, like, seizing his check and they were giving it to the towards the child support.
They might make money at Goodwill, but I guarantee it wasn't $20,000.
Well, how long did he work there?
Not long.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It was, like, community service.
What is he getting paid, like, $1,000 an hour?
And it's not fair.
No, I agree. It's not fair.
He owes, in my opinion, he owes Kimberly Floyd, the mother of his child, this child in particular, her fucking $20,000.
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't understand how...
Deadbeat dads piss me off.
Yeah,
especially millionaire deadbeat dads.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, my dad's not a millionaire. If he was a millionaire. Actually, my dad's not really a deadbeat. He's just a crackhead. Does that make any sense?
No, I get it.
If my dad had the money, he'd give me all the money in the world, but... He's offering me all the crack in the world.
All of this can be yours, Simba. You see all the crack that my lighter touches? This can be yours. But what about the dark crack? Never go there.
But the thing about Terrell Owen has four children by four women.
Wait, where did all of his money go again?
He's a fucking athlete.
Okay, but where did his... I mean,
they spend it on hookers and houses and cars and clothes.
Okay, that's $1 million.
Shoes. A house costs more. This meant houses.
Oh.
Houses. Terrell Owens had to have, in 2012, two of his condos in Dallas, in Texas, were foreclosed. Two. He bought two condos, which means he had more than two because now he has to live somewhere.
That's
two of his condos were foreclosed. He has four kids by four women. Three out of four of the women are suing him. I think four out of four.
Hmm.
The last woman, she's like that one fucking dentist who won't recommend Crest. You know what I mean?
They just won't do it. They won't do it.
What's with that fucking tenth dentist?
He's a fuckface.
I mean, yeah, Crest is good.
He believes in baking soda.
Crest is really great.
He's like Hitler. He's just being difficult.
Exactly. It's like, stop that.
Like, quit being a dickhead. Come on. Oh, Lord. Okay, so now on to world news. I have two great world news stories, and the first one is, can you recite the first thing that Neil Armstrong said when he landed on the moon, or when he stepped onto the moon? What did he say?
One small step for me,
he's one sort of small step for
mankind.
What most people think he said was one small step for mankind, and one large step, or no, I'm sorry, what people think he said was one.
You can do this.
I have faith. One small step for man. One giant step for mankind. What he actually said, because there was audio difficulty, and this is kind of like a random Snapple fact, what he actually said, but nobody heard it because of audio technicality, was
fuck, once, ouch.
That's one small step for a man, one giant step for mankind.
That was a random...
He said A. Nobody heard it. A man, not man. I can hear you chewing gum.
I know that your mind is, like, blown by this. I like it better without A in it.
You like it better? Well, that's just because that's how you've heard it your entire life.
And it just sounds more profound.
And people also, they believed that was thought of on the spot. He had that written out weeks
prior. No one thinks it.
Look, reading the back of his hand.
That was definitely thought of way ahead of time. Neil Armstrong was not a literary genius. That's one thing for damn sure. Buzz Aldrin was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was.
He was the second man on the moon. What a shit.
And he was also the second man voted off.
He was 97. He was going against Nicole Scherzinger. It wasn't fair. And he was going against Kirstie Alley and her fucking Scientologist powers.
She doesn't have powers.
Oh, they all have powers.
Zulu.
Scientologists freak me out. I really don't like that she's a Scientologist. I like her so much.
I do. I love Kirstie Alley. She used to be one of my favorite actresses.
And then you found out she was a Scientologist.
No, she doesn't do anything anymore. When people say how much they love Cheers, I always ask them, the Shelley Long years or the Kirstie Alley years?
Oh, everyone loves the Kirstie Alley years.
Yeah, because if they say Shelley Long, I'm like, something's wrong with you.
I've never watched Cheers.
Really?
Yep.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows
you. You know how old I was when Cheers was out?
I understand, but you had Nick at Night.
I had no business watching Cheers at that age.
You had Nick at Night.
No, Nick at Night, that wasn't on Cheers when I was watching Nick at Night. It was I Love Lucy, Bewitched, the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Now Nick at Night is the things that we watched when we were kids.
Yeah, no, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Full House.
Isn't that sad?
The Cosbys.
Oh, cuts like a knife, hurts like a dagger.
But Cheers was not on Nick at Night when I was watching it.
Mm. Well, that's how I got my fix. That's how I found out. All right, my last world news story is, did you know in Iceland, Germany, and Denmark, the government has a list of names you cannot name your baby?
Nope, didn't know that.
Yep. And this one girl is suing the Iceland government because they won't let her use the name that her mother gave her.
What is it?
Her name is Light Breeze.
You can't name your child Light Breeze?
Cannot name your child Light Breeze.
Why?
Because the Icelanders say so.
Probably they don't want any fucking hippies in their fucking town.
You can.
What would American celebrities name their children if you can't name your baby Apple and Snapple and Blue Ivy and Your Majesty and...
Your Majesty and Blanket.
And Blanket. Who's Your Majesty then? Samuel Jackson's son?
Who?
Samuel Jackson.
Is Your Majesty?
Someone has a son named Your Majesty. I can't remember who it is.
Oh, wow. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, what was celebrity... What do celebrities name their kids in Iceland? You should be able to name your baby whatever the fuck you want to. That's a stupid law.
Well, they have a... apparently in Iceland. And she's suing the government. She's suing the government.
She should win. That's a fucking stupid law.
But why would you want your name to be Light Breeze?
It's not about what you want your name to be, it's what you want your baby's name to be.
Light Breeze. Sound like a commercial for like Downy or something.
You know, honestly,
I'll try Light Breeze.
Honestly, I really do wish that my name was more interesting. My real name is Christopher Delmar Caldwell. All my friends call me Caldwell.
It's not Kitten with a Whip?
No, it's not. I was born, but I don't like the name Christopher, so I don't go by it. I go by Caldwell. I wish I had a cool name like Light Breeze.
Would you like to change it?
No, it's too expensive, and it's too much paperwork, and I have too much stuff.
It's not expensive. It is a lot of paperwork, though.
It's like $500.
It's not. It's like $80, because I actually looked into this before. It's
$80. In Georgia, it was $500.
It's $80, and it is a lot of paperwork, and on top of it, you have to go back and clear up so many records. Like, you have to have nearly a perfect credit score, because they want to make sure that you're not trying to run from something when you're changing your name. So you have to make sure that your entire, like, back record is... crystal spot clear.
I just don't have to get my name rechanged and everything, and I don't want Facebook to give me a hard time.
Facebook will give you a hard time over your name.
I try to re-sign up or whatever.
Ugh.
But yeah, Chris is a lame name. That's why I don't go by Chris. And I hate people are like...
Unless there's any Chris's who listen to this podcast, I think it's the best name in the world.
You're stupid. Your parents are dumb.
It's the best name in the world.
And I hate whenever someone learns my first name and be like, I'm going to call you that. I'm like, don't do that. Don't be cute. Just go by what I tell you to call me.
I'm going to start telling people to call you something else.
What?
Shithead.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that, so.
Hey.
You should tell
Mwah.
It. You can tell me. I'm just not answering to that name.
I forget all the homeless people in New York City just call you shithead.
Do what?
All the homeless people in New York City start calling you shithead. You're just like walking past.
So you're going to try to get that to happen?
Yeah, all the homeless people. You're just like, what is with this? All these homeless people calling me shithead.
You should try it. See how it works out for you. You think they'll listen to you?
They're not great conversationalists. They'll do anything for $20, though.
You going to pay every homeless person in the city $20?
How many homeless people do you think there are in New York City?
Oh, thousands.
I thought there were only like 10.
Walk away.
Not weird, though. There are thousands, but there are only like 10 famous ones.
Yeah, there's a couple of famous ones. Yeah, there's the man covered in newspapers.
Yeah.
There is the guy who sits at 57th and 6th. He has like a one-story... like cart that he carries everywhere. There's the Jamaican homophobe. I don't think she's homeless though. She looks too clean.
Yeah. We've talked about the famous homeless people before. But yeah.
I like to call them local celebrities.
Local celebrities.
Bronson Pelletier. I'm probably saying his name wrong. He played Jack Sinclair in the Twilight movies.
I have no idea.
And he was caught pissing in the middle of a terminal at LAX.
I'm sorry, what?
Taking a piss in the middle of a terminal. You want to watch the video?
Wait, in the terminal or in the airplane?
Do you want to watch the video?
No. I just want to know. Was it in the terminal?
Terminal.
Well, I don't understand.
Watch the video.
Well, tell me about it.
He's pissing. He's just fucking taking a piss in the middle of the terminal.
Why?
Because he's drunk. Just taking a piss right in the middle of the terminal.
This makes no sense.
Do you want to watch the video?
No, I just want to know why he was taking a piss.
I wasn't there. He just whipped his dick out. He was drunk.
They didn't report anything on this. They were just like, they just showed this video.
Do drunk people ever need a reason to do something? When is ever like, why did that drunk person?
Sure, I'll watch the video.
He got drunk and he just fucking whipped. There's a security guard and he's like, hey, and he just. Wait. And I guess the next logical thing to do is to whip your dick out and start pissing in the middle of the terminal. And yes. Everyone's just standing around watching it happen. Just like, oh, there's a guy.
I would love to see this video. Let's watch this video real quick.
Let me see if I can find it. You have it, drunk-ass Canadians.
Okay, wait, what's his name?
Bronson.
What is he famous for?
He was an actor in Twilight.
Okay, here's my thing. So he's drunk, clearly, whatever, and he takes out his dick and he starts peeing because near baggage claim or whatever. And then the officers come in, and he is taking a long...
Oh, a river run through.
Oh, God! I mean, like, it had to be... It was a long piss. But what pissed me off...
Getting a little hot and heavy over there, huh?
It pissed me off that the cops started arresting him before he was finished peeing.
No, you can't. Like, you don't let someone finish their crime.
You don't throw a man down on their dick that's peeing.
You don't
and
piss
arrest
in
him.
The middle of a fucking airport. You don't let someone finish their crime. Well, he is stabbing the baby. I'll let him finish stabbing the baby.
Wouldn't it? Okay, but here's my thing.
What if he's pissing on a baby?
Wouldn't okay?
You let him finish pissing on the baby.
Wouldn't it just be neater if you just could just let this man pee instead of letting it get everywhere?
This is not neat. He's pissing in the middle of the
carpet.
He's
making a nice puddle.
In the carpeted floor, which is disgusting. He wasn't peeing on tile. He was peeing on carpet, and you saw that.
I saw it, but I don't... I mean, like, he couldn't have had more than, like, 3 seconds left to pee in him.
No, they should have taken him down right when he started peeing.
Nah, they should have let him finish and then arrested
him. No, he's got his dick whipped out.
I understand, but at this point, my thing...
filled with people.
The thing is like, at this point... You can't do any more damage, so just let him finish.
Just because?
No, not just because he's going to get piss everywhere.
No, not everywhere, just all over. He's already got piss everywhere.
You're pissing. Slamming a man on his dick while he's peeing. That's not cool.
No, I love the amount of respect you're looking to give this man who is pissing all over the fucking carpet.
He's a little tipsy. What do you want? Haven't you ever peed somewhere that you weren't supposed to?
Of course I have, and if I got slammed down, I deserved it. And I'm well aware of that. I wouldn't be like, what's good, Gibbs? Like, oh, I was pissing on your couch.
You know, maybe this stems from the time that I was completely blackout drunk and I decided to piss in my friend's iced tea. And he reached for my penis and started twisting it, screaming, shut it off, shut it off. Maybe that's why I have sympathy for this man.
And you deserved it. You definitely deserved that.
Because I was peeing in his iced tea?
Yes.
Man, come on.
That's not cute.
Come on.
That's just not funny. That's fucking disgusting.
I was blackout drunk.
You're a fucking pervert.
What's left on the board?
I don't have anything else. I asked a question on your Facebook.
What's the question?
I asked people how they feel about New Year's
people peeing on airport floors. Should they be able to finish? Yes.
Exactly. No, I asked people how they feel about New Year's resolutions and if anyone has made any New Year's resolutions yet.
And?
Because there are people who are, like, really against New Year's resolutions because they feel like they create a lot of pressure.
Right.
For you to get shit done. That's why one of the drag queens, Missy Meaner, posted this Facebook status. I was like, New Year's is no different than every other day because you should always start new. And I'm like, but you got to give some gravity to something.
Yeah.
So I put, recording a podcast with Frosty Flakes. Let me know how you feel about the pressure that New Year's resolutions create and if you have one or not. Garrett Hummel Esparza, adorable Garrett, said, I don't do resolutions. I have New Year's themes. Making resolutions sets you up for failure. Themes allow more wiggle room. You can continue to move in the right direction without the pressure to achieve. My 2013 theme is choosing joy, being of service, releasing shame, and self-discipline.
I like that. That's really good.
He's
themes.
I want this
theme to be Pokemon.
Pokemon?
This year's theme is...
You gotta poke as many men as possible?
Right?
Up see what I did?
Up top. Yeah, thank you.
I always high-five myself whenever Frosty just high-five. Oh, just those skinny little hands. Nasik Fuller wrote, my resolution is to be more selfish. I'm sorry. My resolution is to be more selfish. I need to be more mean. It'll solve lots of my problems.
Who said that?
His name is Nasik Fuller.
I love it.
Why would you say that?
To be more selfish.
No, to be mean.
To be mean. That
no more being nice. The cut comes out today.
I hate that shit. You know, to be, I don't agree with the mean part, but to be more, I can understand why somebody would want to be more selfish.
I believe selfish is a poor choice of words. I don't know why people use the word self. Say put myself first. Saying
put myself. I like that. Yeah, it's a good answer.
I'm going to be more selfish. It's just a no offense, Nasik Fuller, but that just seems like such a rude thing to say. Maybe. Fuck people.
Well,
the cunt comes out starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow. He's also a procrastinator.
I'm going to be nice today, but tomorrow.
What's the last comment on there?
It's not important. Sister Mary Helen.
Oh, we haven't talked about Sister Mary in forever.
I know. I tried it. I'm just kidding. It says, love them. Fills my Zumba class. She says she loves New Year's resolutions. It fills her Zumba class until at least April.
I'm going to lose so much weight. Oh.
Sister Mary Helen teaches Zumba.
Michael teaches Zumba.
Yeah.
She used to.
Yeah. She did. But she was just like, fuck this shit. Sister Mary Helen, we got to have you back soon. We miss you. Well, I miss you.
I don't care about you. I'm just kidding. You know I love you, Michael Boytosh. But I think
Bojitos.
I really like Garrett's thing. Themes. Theme of the year.
Theme. That's really good.
I think my theme for this year is going to be circus. What do you think?
I like circus.
You like circus as a theme? Can we draft up a picture of an elephant balancing on a ball? You think that would be possible?
You just want to be controversial, don't you?
I just don't know if it's possible. If we could do it, I'd love to do it, but I'm saying we don't have to.
Oh, Lord. I like the theme. I think I'm going to stick with Pokemon.
Big sounds.
I'm going to stick with Pokemon.
Lion Tamers.
I don't remember the last time I had a New Year's resolution. I think my New Year's resolution every year is the same thing, is to live bigger.
And quit smoking.
To live life fuller and to quit smoking.
Why don't you try switching it up? Why don't you smoke bigger?
Smoke
and
bigger.
Quit living life to the fullest.
Huh.
That way...
It'll actually happen. And I won't be on Facebook smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all day. Oh, this is all making sense.
Smoke bigger and quit living
life large.
That'd be amazing. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Right up there with Steve Jobs. Oh, wait.
By the way, there's this... You guys got to get into this thing on Facebook. It's called... YouTube. It's called Epic Rap Battles of History. It's one of the most brilliant YouTube series out there. They pin people, the audience chooses who's going to rap against who. And there are people like Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates. There's Ben Franklin versus Billy Mays. There's Lady Gaga versus Sarah Palin. There's Cleopatra versus Marilyn Monroe. They're hilarious.
Billy Mays here. Gonna sell you OxyClean.
But that's Epic Rap Battles of History.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to name the first of, you know what? Coffee with Queens has an anniversary coming up.
Wow, ouch.
Coffee with Queens has an anniversary coming up.
Okay.
In March, I think.
Fantasy, girl.
We're going to have to go back and check that out, but we'll see. Anyways, but now it is time to name the very first of 2013's Queen and Hottie of the Week. So let's hit it.
Queen of the Week, Queen of the Week. Queen of the Week.
Yeah, fucked that up, bitch.
All right, Kitten, who is our Queen of the Week?
This week's Queen of the Week is a queen that I like a lot. She's real nice. She's real fancy. And I always get confused for her around town. People always think I'm her, but I'm not fucking her. Her name Her name is Keisha Carr.
Keisha Carr.
We used to work at Lucky Chains together. Everyone always thought I was Keisha Carr.
I can see that.
And I'm always like, if you ever see Keisha Carr, you're like, Keisha, did you gain like 15 pounds and like lose some talent? Then that's Kitten with a Whip.
No, but really.
No, yeah. Keisha Carr she's hilarious. She works at Lucky Chains on Friday nights. She's really one of the smartest queens in New York City. She cracks me up so funny.
She is very funny. She's talented and she's pretty.
Yeah, she mad tall. She's taller than I am.
She is?
She is taller than me and her feet are bigger than mine.
She really does look like a WNBA player.
She does. She looks like Lisa Leslie. She's like 6'3", I believe, or 6'4", and like without the heels on, and wears like a size 17 shoe, high heel.
Work. She actually, and also, it is her birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Keisha Carr.
Happy birthday, bitch. And of course, I say bitch in the loving way you would call your grandmother a bitch.
Right.
You understand?
I understand.
So, she also loves Keisha Carr. That's KIZHACARR, Keisha Carr on Facebook. And check her out. She does a show. She hosts a show at Lucky Chang's every single Friday, a place that I no longer work at because they're crazy there.
Work.
Hottie of the week, hit it.
Hottie of the week. Hottie of the week. Hottie of the week. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Frost to the T to the flakes.
What?
Who is this week's Hottie of the Week?
Our Hottie of the Week is none other than sexy bartender Anthony Copeland.
I like him. He's adorable.
He is adorable. He works at the Excellence Lounge, ladies and gentlemen. He is a miniature bite-sized gay who is just...
Is he bite-sized?
He is bite-sized. Well, maybe... I just...
He's like 5'9".
Maybe because I'm always... Whenever I see him, I'm in like six-inch heels.
True.
So I just assume that he's bite-sized. But he works at Excess, and he is mad adorable, son.
He is adorable. He's really cute. A lot of people are always obsessed with him at Excess Lounge. They're always like... One time, everyone's like, who's that bartender? And I'm like, I'm not a bartender. No, the hot one. I'm not a bartender. The white one. Oh, that's Anthony. I gotta say, the bartender look at Excess Lounge, you have something for everyone. Like, if you're into bears, he's not a bear, but if you're like hairy wolf type guys, we have Frank and Gary.
Yes.
If you're into black guys, we have Chris.
Which I'm not.
And if you're into twinks, we have Anthony.
Anthony.
And yeah. If you're into hipsters, we have Anthony.
I was going to say, he's the hipster twink.
Even though if he shaved or not that week.
Yeah.
He'll look like either Johnny Depp
and we have Calvin, too.
He's not a bartender, though.
No, but he's a twink.
Oh,
and he works at Excess.
Anthony, when he doesn't shave, he looks like Johnny Depp. When he does shave, he looks like the other guy, Orlando Bloom.
And, he's absolutely adorable. What I like about him is he's slightly shy. I like that in a guy.
And he was just voted cleanest bottom in New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
Me. I did a survey.
You did a survey with yourself?
Yeah. Cleanest bottom.
You came to your door with a clipboard and said...
Who's bottom? Clean bottom. No, but I love Anthony. He's really adorable, really sweet. And his hair is always a funky color. So go buy a drink and give him a big fucking shout out.
Yes. And speaking of funky hair colors,
Ryan made fun of us, by the way, recently. Because when Sean was Hottie of the Week, he was like, you're only the fourth person at Excess Lounge to be voted Hottie of the Week.
Fuck you, Brian Kalinowski.
So,
whose birthday was just two days ago.
January 1st.
Happy birthday, Brian Kalinowski.
So now I always feel bad. So now I feel bad because anyone else's name is like, so now he was the fifth person there.
We're running out of employees.
Exactly.
If you'd like to be considered for Queen or Hottie of the Week, just please
apply at Excess Lounge.
Apply at Excess Lounge or write us at copywithqueens.com. Like our fan page. And also, if you're listening to this Coffee with Queens on one of our Facebook pages, you can also listen to us on the go by downloading us at iTunes. Just type in Coffee with Queens at the iTunes store and you can download and subscribe to us for free.
And if you really want to be a Hottie of the Week, send a dick pic. That's what all the other guys did.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, if you send a dick pic to kitten with a whip at Yahoo, that's KITTENWITHUWIP at Yahoo.com, you will pretty much instantly make it out of the week.
You're in.
Done.
That's done. Dead.
Open and send.
Whoops. I feel like there was something else that we were supposed to say, but I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah. No, speaking of strange hair colors, we are this evening. As soon as we wrap up here, we are going to go dye your hair, are we not?
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Blue or red?
Red. Yeah, definitely red.
I like blue, though.
Maybe we can do half and half.
How expensive is this going to be?
I don't know, girl. I could do it with Sharpies.
Yeah, we're going to go buy a kit.
Beauty school dropout.
Oh, God. Wish
no
me luck.
Graduation day.
Ladies and gentlemen, if no one told you they love you today... Then why is it, Frosty?
And flunk shampoo is because you're an asshole.
Would you just call me?
What? Yogi Butsara, Motu Moyara, we gon' party like. Mama Yorara, Mori Biwara, Puru Jipyara.
정답은 묻지 말고 그대로 받아들여 느낌대로 가. Alright. 하늘을 마주하고 두 손을 다 위로 저 위로 날뛰고 싶어. Na 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 na.
Wow, fantastic, baby. Fantastic, baby.
이 난장판에 끝판왕 차례 땅을 흔들고 3분으로 무척 고난 race 분위기는 wire catch me on fire 진짜가 나타나
하나부터 열까지 모든 게 다 한 수위 모래 벌판 위를 미친 듯이 뛰어봐도 거뜬한 우리 하늘은 충분히 너무나 푸르니까 아무것도 묻지 말란 말이야 느끼란 말이야 내가 누군지
심장 소리에 맞게 뛰기 시작해 막이 끝날 때까지 yeah. I can't baby don't stop this 오늘은 타락해 미쳐 바라게
가는 거야
Wow, fantastic baby
Just let me be your lover 이 혼란 속을 넘어 나나나나나
머리끝부터 발끝까지 비주얼은 show 내 감각은 소문난 꿈 앞서가는 춤
남들보다는 빠른 걸음 차원이 다른 젊음 얼음 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 hold up 나나나나나 심장 소리에 맞게 뛰기 시작해 막이 끝날
Fantastic, baby.
Fantastic, baby.